Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Welcome to the February 2nd, 2021 Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up on The Hemp Show, I'd like to welcome Amanda Terpstra with Best Buds and Laura Trujillo. Hope I didn't mess that up, Laura.
Trujillo.
No, Trujillo. I thought it was Trujillo, but we talked about it earlier and Sarah thought it was Trujillo.
So, you know what? I said. Right, so don't feel too bad.
All right. Well, let me get through these. Let me get into these bios real quick, and then we'll get y'all on. So, Amanda has worked in the financial service industries for 15 years, obtaining a vast experience in customer service and compliance in this heavily regulated industry. She is a certified financial planner and worked for industry giants such as Bear Stearns, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Oppenheimer. Additionally, she is a member of the New Jersey Cannabis Association, the U.S. Hemp Authority, the Greater Woodbury Chamber of Commerce, and Business Network International. Amanda is a hemp staff dispensary trained certified and currently enrolled in Cannabis Training University. Laura has spent her entire career as a designer, ranging from small businesses design to creating global brand transitions for Fortune 500 businesses such as Samsung. She escalated the Samsung TechWin America's global brand with dynamic messaging to help position the company as a top-tier marketing player. Laura has worked in the pharmaceutical industry for top brands such as AstraZeneca and Janssen Immunologies as a creative director and managed international teams throughout North America, South America, Canada, and Brazil. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I didn't know I was going to get both of you, but I'm excited.
Thanks for having us.
Excellent. So let's dive into Best Buds. You know, tell us everything there is to know.
Yeah, I'll start off. Best Buds is a women-owned business founded by Laura and myself. We're dedicated to educating consumers on the power of cannabis. We currently sell hemp CBD products, and we're pursuing a retail medical marijuana dispensary permit in the state of New Jersey.
Very cool. So when did Best Buds get started? When did you ladies dive into the hemp industry as a whole and, you know, leave these awesome corporate jobs that you had previously? Or are you still doing those?
Well, I've taken on Best Buds full time. Laura is still doing some work herself in the pharma marketing industry. I think we're going on almost 5 years now when we actually started pursuing and researching the industry. We launched the hemp CBD side of the business November 2019. And, you know, New Jersey is a bit of a mess in the marijuana side of the industry. So we've held off from the last round of applications and hoping to pursue that as our next business venture.
Excellent. So how's the experience been? You said, so coming in 5 years ago, I mean, let's be real, 5 years ago really kind of makes you an OG in the space because of how fast it moves and how many hurdles you need to jump through. So what was that experience like? Where did you start? You know, and then, you know, where did you hit some stumbling points? And then what made you transition to focusing specifically on hemp in 2019?
Sure. So we started researching the industry as a whole. And, you know, as everyone's pretty aware, there's a lot of ancillary businesses that goes along with this industry that's growing every day. So we did not get in on the 2019 round of applications in New Jersey. And as I was learning much about the medicinal side of cannabis, I learned a lot about the hemp CBD side. In a lot of the marijuana dispensaries, they don't often have much CBD products. And given that there is a huge market for this, even separate from marijuana, we decided to launch that part of the industry as kind of a pivot for the interim of the medical marijuana side. So, and we've just kind of been growing since. We've certainly hit a lot of hurdles and learned a lot along the way. I mean, there's huge compliance issues with the industry, which is where we kind of developed the framework for our business. There's a lot of stigma around cannabis in general. So educating consumers about the differences between hemp CBD and marijuana is huge in what we do. We get a lot of calls for people interested in marijuana, but pointing them in the right direction we feel is just helpful in general. And then trying to give them some basics about the difference. But if you don't have a plan B, you certainly need to be flexible in this industry and have those plan B, C, Ds lined up, because it's been a struggle even a year and a half ago. So many things are different just in relation to merchant processing, let alone compliance and infrastructure. I think there's a lot of bad actors in the CBD space that have kind of been cleaned up a little bit. But, you know, having someone like Best Buds that vets and verifies their products is kind of what we hope to provide consumers to give them that confidence in what they're purchasing.
Yeah. So definitely, if you haven't jumped through hurdles in that past 5 years, I mean, basically everybody has. You mentioned merchant processing. I mean, I'm sure you've probably been shut down multiple times or been turned away by banks, basically trying to operate a legitimate business, yet the infrastructure is not there for you, or people just aren't interested in working with you because of the space.
Well, and even on a normal traditional marketing of the business, that is difficult because we don't have the same opportunities as a regular regulated industry or just a common industry out there. So it's difficult. You know, you always got to kind of pivot, you know, in this industry. Like we have issues with Facebook and advertising and marketing. You can't do Google pay-per-clicks. And yeah, it's because on that federal level, it's still deemed as federally illegal. We've almost gotten banned. I'm sure a lot of people can relate in Facebook. And we're just educating the consumer on even the differences with CBD and CBDA or THC and THCA, you know, and having a cannabis leaf will automatically get you flagged. But I think what we do with Best Buds too is, especially from a small business standpoint, is to really guide the consumer and really give them that quality of life that we all want. Life isn't easy. And it's not just the marijuana getting high. Not everybody wants to get high. Right. People need this. This is a medicine. It's been a medicine for years. Ancient civilizations have used this. So it's helping our best buds find that balance to be able to handle, you know, and have some sort of relief, you know. And it's hard out there because there's a lot of brands that say things and that's not what they do. You can't promise anything. So it's educating the consumer that we also have to take our health into our own hands and educate ourselves. So we're big on the more you know, the more you're able to make those informed decisions for what's best for you. And we can help that. We, you know, and Amanda does cannabis coaching too, you know, just to guide. You have to understand, we're so young in New Jersey, to get someone to guide you through the process.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Yeah, that's excellent. I mean, the majority of the I'd say elderly individuals that I know, they're just seeking relief from pain.
Yeah.
And I've got friends that I've known for a long time whose parents contact me because they know that I, you know, I'm in this space and have a little bit of knowledge on some stuff, yet they don't want their kids to know that they need relief from pain, and they're just seeking some type of guidance, which is great that's what Best Buds is doing, is providing that guidance. Now, as far as the business, can you tell us about the business of Best Buds? So you mentioned looking into retail. So Best Buds is a retail provider, direct consumer of verified CBD goods, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So we have a pretty intense compliance process that we've developed over time. And even our vendors, you know, they kind of use our compliance as a guideline to get themselves to that next level. And that's another thing that we're trying to pursue, is working with more small batch lines of products to help them reach that next level as these regulations start to come down. Because it's difficult. And I've learned so much about, you know, FDA guidelines and regulations, even similar to marketing. You know, when you see someone says that this relieves pain, you can't say things like that. It's really about pain management, pain support, and adding this as a supplement to what you're currently using or doing to support those issues that you have. You'll see a lot of brands that, you know, we try to target this mood relief aspect just to make it more relatable to consumers. But yeah, from the start to the end, you know, it's vetting that, it's tracking the products, it's tracking the COAs, it's staying on top of vendors to make sure they're consistently doing the right thing so that we can consistently help our clients and customers.
Sure. Is there a specific product line focus that you have? You know, are there certain products that you typically recommend or you direct individuals toward that you like the best?
Sure. So I think usually the conversations drive around, like, what are you looking to use CBD for? That's first and foremost. Then it goes down to the consumption method. So we have a variety of products, whether it be your more commonly known tincture is what everyone knows. If someone is unsure about CBD, we'll often recommend a topical to try, usually for, you know, back pain or any kind of physical pain. And the topical often leads them into a more direct consumption method. I mean, tincture is great because it's a more direct effect taken sublingually, gets right into your bloodstream, versus anything you ingest is going to have to go through your digestive system. The bioavailability is a little bit lower, and the it takes a lot longer for onset, but it comes down to the consumer preference. If you take vitamins every day and you can simply add a CBD gel cap in there, then that could be the easiest method for you. But yeah, it depends on the consumer, their preference, but it's really conversational. And I think the more people get used to it, the easier it will be. Gummies are a big favorite of a lot of consumers. It's very easy.
It's a big segment of the market for sure.
Yeah, that's really taken off. I mean, we even have sparkling water. We have CBD infused tea. So these new products are coming out. I saw earlier you had the CBD Food Network presentation, and, you know, we're connected right now with a company out in Wisconsin that is really developing a little bit more of these butters and coconut oils, olive oils that are already infused. So I think that food industry is really going to take off as the next segment in the industry.
So we're going to have to get you connected with Swarnjeet.
Oh, yeah, I already... I already took her info, but yeah.
Nice, nice. Sure. So along the lines of customers and customer education, is there any pitfalls or mistakes or misconceptions, very, you know, say common ones that you encounter a lot with in dealing directly with customers and attempting to educate them about these different products or the products that they should be avoiding?
I think one of the biggest things is people taking tinctures incorrectly, you know, not taking them sublingually. You can ingest it, but the best benefit of a tincture is really sublingually under your tongue. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have friends all the time that will send me pictures of products and ask me about them. And I think it's about looking at the websites and trying to vet them and verify that there's lab results. Now, another scary thing was learning that people were doctoring lab results. So the extra step that we do is actually calling and verifying with the labs that these lab results are the correct information on what the vendors are providing us. So gives us a little bit of understanding who the vendor is, but also that extra compliance aspect in verifying the product.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate that anybody needs to falsify COAs and ultimately put people in danger or at risk because they have bad product. But that wraps up our time for today. So if you're interested in connecting with Amanda and Laura and Best Buds, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also find links to their business profile and contact information in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you so much for being here, both of you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Joyce Gerber, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast, The Canna Mom Show. And we are on a mission to enhance the impact women have on this industry as business professionals, healthcare providers, policy advocates, caregivers, moms, by sharing and preserving their stories of love and kindness, wisdom, and hope. I am so grateful to have found my tribe of Canna podcasters right here on PodConX and look forward to our work of crushing the stigma around cannabis and caregivers and building this new industry together.